Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse off 59 in between Gessner and Bissonette. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
HEE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number. And we are out here at Saltgrass Steakhouse, 9110 Southwest Freeway. So just past Gessner. If you're leaving downtown and coming out 59, just take that Gessner exit and come on by. It's on the right. Can't miss it. Your GPS will say take Bissonette. Don't do that. We're out here. Unrivaled flavor of certified Angus beef with juiciness and tenderness in every bite. The pumpkin cheesecake is back. They've got amazing early dinner menus and happy hours every day. Saltgrass Steakhouse, great food and legendary hospitality. And the people here are fantastic. So come on out.
They're bringing me some bread because I didn't get any earlier. No. She felt sorry for me.
See, that's what I mean. The people are fantastic.
That's right. She's boxing up my bone for my dog. By the way, my dog, she's been chewing on her hip. Like, she has what the vet called a hot spot. You know, what happens is apparently, like, they get a little scratch or something, and then it irritates them, and then they start chewing on it. And now she's chewed a chunk of fur off of her hip. It's about the size of, like, a silver dollar. And so, silly me, think I'm going to take care of it myself. I go and buy one of those cones for the dog and put the cone on her.
Right.
I could tell last night she does not like this cone, which, I mean, what dog is going to like wearing a cone? It's shameful. It's humiliating.
Right, it is. It's embarrassing.
And
other dogs laugh at you.
Yeah, I put her in her kennel at bedtime, and, you know, off the bed I go. Well, as I mentioned, I woke up at 5 a.m., go to let her outside, and she's thrown up in her kennel. Because she ate about 60% of the cone. God. She was able to get it off and ingest the cone. Which, by the way, it was like zip-tied to her collar.
Yeah.
Because, like, the thing said, you've got to attach it, otherwise they'll pull it right off. Well, she found a way. And she will eat anything she can get. And she ate that and threw it up and just left the rest there. And so I had to take her to the vet this morning and get a steroid shot and get some sort of cream and ointment to put on her. And now, like, it was like a $120 vet visit. Jeez. On top of the $20 cone that lasted maybe 6 to 8 hours. Yeah, that dog.
They're such pains in the ass.
Oh, aren't they?
God, mine.
And I'm like, I'm trying to help you with this cone. I know it's embarrassing. I get it.
It's not like you're parading, you know, taking videos of her.
I'm not making,
parading around with in front of the other dog saying, look what she's having.
I'm not taking her on walks with it. It's only when she's in the house. She didn't care. She was having none of it.
We did mostly Texans the first hour, as you might expect. And we'll mix it up a little bit here, and then we'll have Q Demps at 6 o'clock. So we'll have a little more Texans and NFL talk. But from the text line, 832, gosh, let it go. We get it. You don't like the Texans, but I bet if you were broadcasting their games, your story would be different. I have been listening to y'all every day for a couple of months, and you bash the Texans daily. Please give it a break. Thanks. First off, if I were on the broadcast team, I'd be getting paid to talk about them just like that station does.
Would it be better if we said, Houston, we have a quarterback? Is that what you want? Is
rock and roll?
Is that, like, you just want us to lie to you and say everything's great? and just pretend like you're a stupid dummy, which I guess apparently you are, if that's what you want to be fed. If you're just a stupid dummy and you want us to tell you, oh, yeah, it's a really good squad. There's an AFC championship contender. We could do that, but then we'd be feeding into your stupid dummy brain.
Well, see, I'm not,
I don't have time for
it. I'm not going to say that you're a stupid dummy. I am going to say if you don't.
Fred, if you watched that game last night, you want something positive said, you're a stupid dummy.
No, I think the point is, the point I'm trying to make is, if you want honesty, you come to the right place. I don't want to work for the team because I want to be able to say, hey, if these guys suck, I want to be able to say it. I want to be able to say that it may be time to change a quarterback. And that's what we always do. If you consider that bashing, I think you need to kind of examine your definition of certain words. That's all. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm just saying that, you know, what you consider bashing, I consider honest commentary and critiquing.
I can't imagine what you would want to hear after a game like that. I can't imagine thinking, yeah, they should be easier on Brock today. He was all right. He wasn't as bad as they're saying.
Earlier, I'm arguing with a guy over whether Lamar Miller's good, and I'm saying that he's been a good signing.
Yeah. So, and I'll be honest, if you've been listening to the last several weeks, you've heard Fred give Brock Osweiler every benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Every week when I tried to crap on that dude's head because I said he sucks, Fred's been like, I don't think we know yet. And he's given him chance after chance. So it's not just been constant bashing.
Yeah, no.
If there was a tipping point, I think last night was the tipping point to where we all – basically, everybody in the city, and it was a nationally televised game. Everybody in the country now knows Brock Osweiler's not good. He's not good at sport.
I haven't seen the ratings, though, but I'm guessing the whole country wasn't watching again. But
that's true, even though there was nothing else to go against it last night. There was no debate, no baseball game. There was nothing else.
But I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt and just hopefully see some kind of progress. Well, guess what? I'm not seeing progress, and I'm seeing him go backwards. And whatever it is, I for the longest time, I think it was a combination of things. I think it was play calling, offensive line play, and Brock playing poorly. But the deeper we get into the season, it's more and more just him playing poorly. There's no way you could look at that game and have anything positive to say about the guy. Not a single thing.
Nope.
So
if you're hoping for something positive from us, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, and if that's bashing, so be it. I don't... you're getting there.
Is that a chicken fried steak? Chicken fried chicken. You're a chicken at a steakhouse kind of guy, huh?
Isn't a chicken fried chicken really just fried chicken, technically?
I think that's what it is, but they, I don't
with
know
cream
why
gravy? They just put cream
gravy
on it.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. 713-780-ESPN to text the show. I'm sorry. I can't sit here and find positives for you other than that they ran the ball really well. And they should have run it more. That's about it.
Well, I mean, it's at some point they were stuck having to throw. And
right,
they,
but I
And
think
they kept throwing four-yard
they
routes.
They kept throwing the ball early in the game when they didn't need to, and that's when it got out of hand. I don't think it would have mattered. I think they're going to lose anyway. But, oh well. And, you know, yeah, those were three tough defensive teams that they lost to. But if that's going to be your go-to, the real problem here is they weren't competitive at all. And that's what's frustrating to me. They were not freaking competitive even a little bit.
Lamont, positivity about last night, Nick Novak. That's true.
Yeah?
He banged them all through. I mean, we saw Sunday night, nobody could kick. Nick Novak didn't have those problems.
Yeah?
Like a boss, he's kicking up there in the thin air. Yeah, I mean...
I don't know if we'll get to it today, but the... I don't know if you remember the profane Australian guys. I have their game commentary from the end of Sunday night's game that John went through and bleeped everything out. So I don't know if we have time to get to it today, but it's hilarious. It's worth your time.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Two things you got to do this fall. Three things you got to do this fall. Give up hope on Brock Osweiler. Done. Check. Go to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Not yet, but I'm planning on that, actually. And get your carpets clean before the holidays. You can do both with one call right now to Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. 281-DIRT-FREE. Get three rooms of carpet cleaned for just $150, and you'll get free tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical-free with Dirt Free Carpet. The other guys are leaving behind too much soap, too much water, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that'll make your family sick. That's not the case with Dirt Free. These guys are using their patented super water and their truck-powered equipment to get the job done right without all the chemicals and the crap that's going to make you sick. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do three rooms of carpet for $150, and you'll get those free tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival while supplies last. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
ESPN 97.5.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse off 59 in between Gessner and Bissonnette. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple people asking, is it true the Texans didn't physically sit down with Brock before signing him? The way the rules are, you can't. You can't interview the guy while he's still on another team's roster. So, yeah, it's true, but I'm pretty sure they did as much research as they could. And, yeah, whether or not that would have made a difference, I don't know, because if you listen to him at the podium, the guy says the right things after every game. He's good at that. He doesn't throw any interceptions on the post-game podium, man. He's like, I need to work to get better. He says everything he's supposed to say. So I don't think that would have made any difference. It just, hey, they took a shot. Doesn't look like it's going to work out.
It happens. Unfortunately, it happens with this franchise quite a bit.
Well, that's one thing.
Once they throw down a good chunk of money for a quarterback, typically they go straight into the crapper.
And I keep getting, what's wrong with the offense when O'Brien's supposed to be an offensive guy? He's an offensive guy, but I don't know where this reputation grew into guru when he basically had an 8-win team at Penn State. That had a decent offense.
Yeah.
And, you work with Tom Brady, so that makes you a guru. I'm not all that impressed with his play calling. I'm not all impressed with the way his offense is. I love the idea of having a game plan offense. It's different every week. But the reality is you need to have some go-to stuff. And you need to have some basics to your offense that when all else fails, you can go back to. Do they have that? Do you see that out of this team?
No.
Other than, draw play on 3rd and 15.
Yeah.
That's a go-to.
Well, first
I want to see more screen passes out of these guys against the blitz, too. They never do it.
Man, you know what I'd like to see more of is more throwing the ball up for Steven Anderson, getting Steven Anderson out in some space.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a penalty called on the one time they really got him out there last night, but I was pleased with the way it looked. I said I'd be using that guy more. But, anything down the field was just – it was – overwhelming for Osweiler. He was not looking to. I think he made one pass further than 12 yards down the field. One. That ain't good.
I got a lot of questions about the UT Tom Herman rumors thing again, which we talked about yesterday. And I think, realistically, do I think that's a possibility? Sure. We've speculated on that forever. And, I'm having trouble figuring out where to put the tip here.
Yeah, I think she messed up. But
yeah,
that's all right.
She did.
Well, she added the tip on her own, so we'll figure that out.
Yeah. but the reality is somebody reports something as, it's a very likely a done deal. And that becomes, it's a done deal.
Yeah.
And I saw it on Larry Brown Sports, and I saw it all these places. And that's just the reality of the world we live in today, is that people are going to run with stories like they're news. We've speculated on this. The jobs that he might be interested in, there's two of them that we've talked about, that being one of them. That doesn't make it news. And so, I think so much can happen between now and the end of the season that it's really stupid to speculate. What if Charlie Strong gets it together and they don't lose another game? What if Tom Herman goes 7-5, which is a realistic possibility?
Yeah.
And then lose the bowl game and go 7-6. Do you still suddenly blow things up and say, we might want to change this? So,
And that's why the whoever it was that reported it left the, you know, and I mean,
almost a done deal.
How about this? I mean,
how is that news?
Not just outside of Texas. I mean, or outside of Texas, but everyone's saying the other possibility was maybe LSU. I mean, if LSU keeps winning, if they win every game except Alabama, which at this point I kind of expect that they will every game, they will win every game left on their schedule except Alabama. Are they firing Ed Orgeron?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Orgeron's a pretty good interim coach. I think I would have him on my staff just for, I mean, if I were going to fire somebody every year.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's a tough thing to do is to look a guy in the eye and say, you know what, you want us every game except the one that against a team that nobody can beat, and we're going to have to let you go. I mean, I don't know. They may keep him.
Troy said Gruden called several types of plays before the games the Texans would use to beat that defense. They used none of them. It's easy for Gruden to sit there and do that stuff now on TV. I get that it's a little bit harder when you get into you're actually calling the plays. I don't know about you.
Well, Gruden would also, he would murder Brock Osweiler if he was coaching him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Gruden is one of those guys, he says nice things about players when they're not his, and now, especially now that he's a broadcaster. When he was a coach, I mean, he was a tyrant with his quarterbacks. And Chris Sims used to tell me about this all the time. Like, Gruden hated the fact that Chris was left-handed. Like, it was almost like he punished him because he was left-handed. He said he did not like flipping his playbook for left-handed quarterbacks. It was throwing off the rest of the offense. Like, he had suddenly he could change it.
Yeah, he's got to learn to throw right-handed.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I mean, if Brock Osweiler were playing for John Gruden, he would never see the field because he's not ready to be an NFL quarterback.
But the reality is,
so there's a lot of stuff that Gruden would say, yeah, I'd do this, this, and this if I had a quarterback that was worth a damn.
But it's also easier for him in that role to sit there and do that, just like it's easier for us to sit back and say, why the hell were you running this play calling third and two?
Right.
And that's his job. But the one thing that I found interesting, and I'd be curious if you thought the same thing, both teams, I knew almost every play that was coming, and maybe it's because I've seen Kubiak's offense for so long, but you could tell by the way they lined up exactly what was going to happen. And the Broncos executed better.
Yeah.
Just throughout. So, I mean, it was fairly predictable both ways. Just one team was able to run the football and not turn it over, and the other one was Osweiler.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And, I really feel bad for Derek Newton. That's but I really, at some point, don't they have to analyze who the hell's telling them these guys can play? This is way too many dudes, man. I mean, Arian Foster went back out last year, went in a game he shouldn't have even been in. And JJ, now this.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a concern. Okay, so what are you going to be watching tonight, World Series or Cavs-Knicks?
Man, I think I might watch baseball tonight. I usually would pick baseball last, but for some reason I feel an interest in this World Series. And maybe because I've kind of liked the Indians all season long, and there's a possibility that the Cubs could do something that they haven't done in forever. So maybe I'm more interested in a random World Series than I normally would be.
I am... Frankly, I'll be interested in the last couple innings. That's usually how I do baseball. I will flip between basketball. There's a couple hockey games I'm interested in. They're totally sucking me in with this, too. I thought, hey, man, this is cool. I got every hockey game on right now. And then I look on DirecTV, and it's like, oh, a free trial of the NHL pass until November 2nd.
What's that thing run you if you buy it?
I don't know. I'm probably going to buy it because now I'm hooked.
Watching every team?
Well,
like, are you just that guy now? Like, you're just watching any old hockey game?
No, it's just I like at 11 at night when it's Calgary and Winnipeg and there's nothing else on.
That's
TV.
Not true. You're not gambling on hockey, are you?
Not much. I mean, maybe one game a week.
Because like me, I'll watch some of the most. I'll watch Pepperdine versus Quinnipiac in college basketball if I got a couple bucks on it. But
I'm invested in fantasy.
You'll just watch any old hockey game.
Not an idiot.
As long as your fantasy players are on it?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, that's a strong move because it's not like fantasy football where there's one day of the week where there's games on. I mean, you're talking about investing a lot of time. Which, by the way, for a league where there's no money in it. I mean, it's just for fun.
Right, but, you know, I do want to beat you guys.
Well, yeah, but good Lord, how much?
No, the reality,
at what cost, Fred?
The reality is I like watching all the Leafs games because I am a Leafs fan. But I every now and then, late at night, if there's nothing on, I'm not buying it, I don't think, because I'd be buying it for like three teams.
Right.
And it's not worth that. But it's been kind of cool the first week to, hey, it's 10 o'clock. Hey, there's a Winnipeg-Calgary game on. Cool.
What team does your wife like?
She's not really into the NHL. She likes the Penguins because she loves Sid Crosby enough.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, she's
a Canadian who doesn't like hockey.
Well, she likes hockey, but she likes
watching like Olympic hockey, kid hockey.
Olympic hockey and the World Junior. She's real big on
little kid hockey.
Well, these guys are 18. They're all, you know, Austin Matthews played it last year and now is the number one pick. So,
but now she's not interested now that he's got, like, you know.
But he's American, so
a hairy chest.
He's American, so she wasn't interested.
Oh, she didn't like him.
She roots for all Canadians. Like, Connor McDavid's her favorite player now because he's Canadian.
Okay.
Those people, man, they're
an odd bunch.
They're strange, and they're so biased toward Canadian players, it drives me nuts.
That's so racist.
Or
nationalist. I don't know what it is, but it's something.
Yeah, it's something. It's not really racist. It's kind of bigoted. But
aren't Canadians kind of racist, like with their hockey players? Don't they yell nasty things when there's black players?
I think that's Montreal,
okay,
which is half French. So
interesting.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. We'll have Jerome Solomon scheduled to join us next.
All right.
So,
and at 6 o'clock,
I can guarantee Quentin Demps will be here at 6 o'clock to do the show. You won't know why I'm saying that, but. Maybe it's because he's already sitting here.
Maybe so. Maybe man's going to eat, and then we're going to have a show.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 975.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie Sports. Stay sportsy.
That's right, stay sportsy. We're back on The Blitz. You know what that music means. Time for our good friend Jerome Solomon, columnist for the Houston Chronicle. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. And I'm pretty sure he was in Denver last night enjoying that fine game. What's up, Jerome?
Did you get some of that chronic last night, Jerome?
I'm still trying to wake up from that, you know, sleep-inducing 3 hours of nothingness. It was not very exciting.
Why did you stay awake through it if Brock Osweiler didn't have to?
If I was at home, I would have gone and checked on my brisket since Wolfsburg gave me permission to. But no, I was inside the stadium. I had no choice.
Oh, man. I think Charles James and Vince Wilfork both learned last night why fans left in that Colts game. Yeah, because, let me tell you, I couldn't have blamed them. If that game would have been here, that would have been an empty building.
Yeah, I just pulled out of the airport parking lot, so I listened to your last segment. You were saying, you know, how many passes downfield. No, Osweiler's longest completion was for 13 yards. I mean, and yeah, Denver plays really good defense, and they were playing well last night. Give me a break. That's ridiculous to be that bad and that seemingly out of sorts. Where it's nothing they did made you think, oh, okay, they got it going now, they'll be all right. And I don't know, it doesn't matter. As Bill O'Brien said a couple weeks ago, it doesn't matter who's calling the plays. It really doesn't, because those plays don't work.
At what point do you do something to simplify this offense, to change it up a little bit so that, you know, I mean, obviously.
Freddie threw one pass for 13 yards. It's pretty simple.
I think you're way off on that one, Fred. And so, I mean, I know what you mean in general and the understanding of it's too much for Osweiler to handle. Oh, they simplified it quite a bit last night. That was part of the problem. They ran too simple of an offense. And anybody, and I'm Bill O'Brien, is supposed to be a smart guy. We all know this. Like, I know you're saying it's harder for us to do it than those guys to do it or whatever. But if you run a simple plan against Wade Phillips' defense, you're going to get smoked. Wade Phillips' defense is the one you're supposed to do a lot of weird things on and trick them and stuff because you know exactly what they're going to do. Instead, Osweiler has been in the shotgun all season. He's been doing, trying to do too much. Last night they had him under center the whole time. I get why. I'm sure the reason was, we don't want him being chased down by Von Miller all night. But that's better than him being under center and nothing happening. I mean, my goodness, you got to punish Wade Phillips' defense by hitting guys out into space and make one guy miss and you turn it into some long yardage. They've been getting beat, Denver, that is, with running back making catches, and they only got the ball to Lamar Miller out in space. I think one time he had a 4-yard reception or something. It was a bad, bad plan. And the couple of times Osweiler did have a guy wide open and nobody covering him, he threw a terrible pass because he was scared to death.
We were talking at the beginning of the show, and I started thinking about the Seahawks and the situation they were in when they paid Matt Flynn a bunch of money, an unproven quarterback. And then they eventually realized that they had a mid-round draft pick on their roster who was better than him. And they bit the bullet, and they looked stupid for paying Matt Flynn all that money. But is it possible that Tom Savage is that guy here, and they need to just bite the bullet and take the egg on the face and see if Tom Savage can play?
No. If Tom Savage were that guy, and they thought he were that guy, and they've seen him around here for a few years, they wouldn't have paid Osweiler all that money. The difference with that, the major difference is Flynn and Russell Wilson showed up at the same time. And so everybody said, okay, that guy is better than that guy. Doesn't matter how much money he's making. That's not the case with this one. So, no.
I mean, you can't tell me, though, Tom Savage can't do better than what Brock Osweiler's done this year.
Yes, I can. Well, what? No, you can't tell me he won't do worse. I don't know. The idea that Osweiler needs to be benched. I put it like this. I don't think the money doesn't factor into me. I'll give the coaches credit and the players I talk to. They're not all around. They're like, man, we really need to put Tom in there because he's a better player. I'm not hearing that. But aside from that, until Osweiler blows up with one of those 3 and 4 interception games and just falls completely apart, I don't think you bench him like that. And we got to remember, they still get several bye weeks left in the season. They still are in the AFC South. They're 4-3. Yeah, if they were 1-6 right now or something, you'd probably do it. But, I don't think you panic on the better player. And to me, I don't think there's any question in their mind that Osweiler is a better player.
See,
that makes you good.
I kind of take the opposite perspective here. You're 4-3. You're leading the division. You've got a chance to accomplish something here. And if the guy's not doing the job, man, I can't imagine that. Now, Tom Savage will break after 2 games because he has every time he's been on the field. But I mean, at some point, don't you take a chance on a guy that he's at least going to play better than what you're getting? And maybe Osweiler sits and watches and figures it out while he's on the bench.
No, you take that chance when you need to. Like, you're still in first place. You're not desperate. You're not up against it. You say you have a chance to accomplish something. Yeah, to win the division is all they have any hopes of doing right now. And they're going to win the division unless Osweiler just completely falls off the map. So you ride this horse until you just realize you need to shoot him. I don't think you need to shoot him right now. Now he plays poorly against Detroit because they're going to have to score some points to beat the Lions. Then you have a bye week. That's a natural time to go, okay, we're gonna pull back on this guy maybe. But I even that I don't see them doing. I would, hitting up to the midway and you're 4-4 and he's been horrible, 4 times, actually about 6 times. Then I would, but I don't even think they would do that. But that would be the best time. But this week, no. You don't yank the guy for getting manhandled by the best defense in the league when your coaching staff has done such a horrible job too. And I tried to tell people from the get-go, they do not have a good receiving core at all. They have one really good receiver, and then they have a bunch of guys who've never done anything in this league. And, yeah, Will Fuller looks like he can make some plays and stuff, but he'd be a great number four receiver on a lot of teams. He's not the second – he shouldn't be your second best receiver in, you know, two games into his career, or one game into his career, actually. And your other guys are guys who probably couldn't even make some teams, basically. It's – they don't have the weapons that we, you know, people tried to act like they do because they were beating up on some Texans DBs during the summer.
How brutal is the Texans' loss of Derek Newton? I mean, how crippling is I don't mean to make a joke, no pun intended, but how crippling is it to this team to lose that guy? And from that injury, I mean, that may be a career-ending injury. How rough is that to overcome?
Yeah, I mean, it's awful for him. I mean, it's a crazy, you know, rare type of an injury. So rare, people are looking up trying to see when somebody else has done that. I think they're talking about some guy from 1995 did the same thing. So that kind of thing doesn't happen very often. Their offensive line isn't very good, and Derek Newton isn't even average, I don't think. You know, at his best a couple of seasons ago, he was, you know, at average, which was a huge improvement, and you're like, oh, man, if he keeps improving, he might be almost decent. But he's not very good, but he's better than the guys behind him, so they're going to get worse on the offensive line. There aren't any offensive linemen walking the streets who can really play for you and help you out. So, no, it's a terrible injury for him and for his career, and it's pretty bad for that Texans offensive line, no question, because but we said it before the season, we didn't expect the line to be very good. And, you know, Dwayne Brown looks like he's rounding into shape and is actually maybe playing better right now than we thought he would at this point. So that's a good thing. But across the board, they're not very good.
How healthy do you expect the secondary to be going into a game where they're going to need him? That's not going to be Trevor Siemian back there under center this next weekend. It's going to be a guy who's been just dominating the league the last few weeks, and Matt Stafford. How healthy is that secondary going to be by Sunday?
They have safety troubles in terms of talent anyway. They need Bouye, you know, to be healthy and get back up to speed. Who knows? The most important health issue they have in the secondary is Kareem Jackson's mental health. He hasn't come close to being the guy that he's played like at his best. And I don't know what's going on and why that is, but they can't afford for him not to be at his best because of the other holes in the defense and Brian Cushing just running around out there on the field, taking up a spot, basically. So if Whitten Merciless and Clowney aren't all over Matthew Stafford, he's going to light these guys up. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. But if Kareem Jackson gets back to being the guy that I think he can be, or the guy that he's been. Forget what you could think he's made of, but he's been a whole lot better than he is right now. He gets back to that. Jonathan Joseph seems to be, you know, not getting beat nearly as regularly as we kind of thought he might at some point. They can put up a fight out there. This is what happens in the NFL. Everybody looks good in the training camp, and you go out, you start adding up all the numbers and the names, and you start building a roster and thinking, wow, this might be pretty good. I don't usually fall for that. I always go, okay, I don't think those guys are that good. And when they start getting hurt, the guys behind them, we know they're not that good. So the more Charles James plays, the worse the Texans are.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist, and stick around for
this. This was a difficult conversation. We've got Quentin Dim sitting here. He's having a hard time hearing this talk, Jerome.
So he's gonna get to a rebut here at 6 o'clock. So
he can rebut all he wants. It is what it is. He's a realist. He's not gonna lie about what they're capable of, and he knows that there are guys who can play a lot better than they're playing. I'll go with the coach speak. I'm not going to argue with the guy on that, and they're not playing as well as they can play. You know me. I'm the president of the Kareem Jackson fan club. I know how good a player he is. I haven't seen that from him this year yet.
That's true. I've never heard you bash your boy Kareem. This is very strange to me.
I'm not bashing him. I'm just, you know, these Kareem Jackson fan club meetings get pretty doggone lonely.
you didn't get enough weed in Colorado, did you?
Don't do that.
He got enough.
Yeah. Well, shame on you for not bringing us some back. All right, that's Jerome Solomon, and we will talk to you again next week, Jerome. Thanks a lot. Good stuff as always.
All right, fellas, later.
All right, right now I got to tell you about something else that's really good. How about Harry's? And listen, I hate going to the store to buy razors. I hate having to go and get them unlocked.
It's embarrassing. It's like you're trying to buy condoms or something.
Exactly.
You want a razor.
Exactly. I mean, condoms are out in the open, but razors, you got to go and get them
unlocked.
That's true. That's crazy. It's crazy stuff. Well, this way I don't have to deal with it because Harry sends them directly to my door. And their razors now, they were already great. I love the ones that I had before, but they've improved them. They've got new five-blade razors. They're great for getting to those hard-to-reach places. And they didn't raise the price on you. It's still just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay if you actually have to go somewhere. And I'm telling you, man, it's awesome. You can you get these great blades. You're going to be able to shave better. They send them right to you. Can't ask for any more than that.
Nope, and Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they're going to send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, a five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. You get that free trial set when you subscribe. You just pay $3 for shipping. If you stay subscribed, that's the last shipping you'll ever pay with Harry's. Plus, just for our listeners, you enter the code BLITZ at checkout, and you get a post-shave balm for free with your order. That's a razor, cartridge, shaving gel, and a post-shave balm all for free when you use our promo code BLITZ at Harry's.com, HARRYS.com, Harry's.com.
I begin to plead, God will make me go back to that cage. At least you've got a job, is what the people say. If I could...
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Get your thumbs ready. Come out to Revelry on Richmond Wednesday at 7 for the first ever Gamer Wall Madden Tournament. The winner takes home a copy of Madden, credit on the GamerWall.com, and a chance to go to the big game in February. You can even sign up early using the promo code Revelry. Just log on to GamerWall.com. And we are right now at Saltgrass Steakhouse on 59 South, just past Gessner. We're going to be here until 7. Quentin Demps will be joining us in just a few minutes for the Q Demps Show. So it'll be interesting to get his take on what Jerome Solomon just said. But right now...
I can tell you his take.
Yeah?
He's not happy about it.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear it. But we're going to have to because it's next segment.
You're going to have to wait.
In the interim, what you're not going to have to wait for is the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Now you've coached your son's little league team, right?
I have.
And, yeah, I'm sure he was on, he was on one team that...
He was on one team
was
that
challenged, right?
He was on one team that didn't lose a game all season long. Then the next year he was on a team that didn't win a single game.
And I think that team you might have considered what this Pee Wee Football League person did. John, do we have the report on this? Can we do that?
Parents snap photos as they spot a young man putting on a uniform to go into a game against much younger kids this weekend. League leaders believe he is 18 to 20 years old. He suited up at halftime for the Capital City Buccaneers, who were losing. He went onto the field and took part in several plays before getting kicked out.
I was more furious and embarrassed and ashamed that they did that.
Alexander Diaz is the team's founder.
The coach told me it was his decision. It was his mistake. He feels sorry.
She says she canned the coach and ended the team's season as a result. Diaz tells me she had stepped away from the game for a few minutes when this happened.
If I was there, that would never, ever happen because safety of these kids are more important to me than anything. That's not how I run my program. It hurts me. It hurts the community. It hurts the children because a lot has been ripped from them.
Well, she had not yet gotten word that the Rhode Island Preteen Football League decided to permanently ban the team.
It's a safety issue, obviously.
Nelson Pedro is the league vice president and was at the field because he's also the head of the opposing team, the Tri-Town Titans.
It's pretty serious. You know, this basically, you know, a grown man going up against 7th and 8th grade, 13 and 14 year olds. They were certainly extremely concerned when a child could have very easily gotten hurt if we hadn't recognized it pretty quick.
And what gave it away? The dude had a beard?
I mean, this is crazy. Like, how old were the kids that he was trying to play with?
Like 11 and 12?
And so they're throwing an 18-year-old out there to try to get him back in the game.
That's not going
to
work. The smart coach would have gone with a 15-year-old.
Well, yeah, something.
An 18-year-old, you can't sell that with 11 and 12-year-old. A 15-year-old, maybe.
Yeah, you could.
An 18-year-old has like hairy armpits and is, you know.
Yeah, this guy had a beard and nostril hair and all kinds of
stuff.
He's
got tattoos. Like, once a kid has tattoos, he can't play in Pee Wee football anymore. It's a giveaway.
Oh, well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, well, been an interesting day so far. You got roped into betting baseball, didn't you?
I did. The plus 165 got me. And
on the Indians?
On the Indians, a series price. So
I think that's a fair price,
it gives me a rooting interest in the thing. So I just got to, I mean, listen, I got to win four games. I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not. I might lose all those games. Who knows?
Yeah. But at least it's a rooting interest.
Yeah.
Over on Toronto and Tampa tonight in the NHL. That's my play. That's my rooting interest.
Somehow I feel like this is going, like, because I kind of am starting to think the Cubs are going to win. But it's kind of like when I had that, the Cavs at 30-1 to beat the Warriors 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Which, why couldn't I have had that last year instead of 2 years ago? But a 30-1 future bet on the Cavs, and I knew I was going to lose, but at least it made me more interested in the series than I would have been otherwise, because you never know.
Well, you were able to make money on it because you just hit the other side when you got there.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But it would have still been nice to hit the Cavs side.
Yeah.
Would have made a lot more money.
That would have been much better.
Would have made a lot more money.
713 says, I played rugby in Hong Kong at the American school, and the Chinese and French would sneak in high school kids into middle school games. They're little people, though.
Yeah, that's racist, Fred.
The French are tiny. Come on.
That's racist.
And annoying.
That's racist.
Except for any French people who are listening.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're fine. French blitzers are fine.
They're just good.
The rest of them?
Actually, scumbags.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that per se. I'm insinuating it. I'm not going to come out and say that because that would be rude.
Okay.
I'm not going to be rude. I don't want to be rude to anybody.
I sort of respect that.
All right. If you have any questions for Quentin Demps, you can text the show at 713-780-3776. You can hit us up on Twitter, and we'll do our best. And obviously, that don't do the nonsense questions. We're not going to ask him that kind of crap. So just
what's nonsense?
Oh, we always get two or three guys that are just asking stupid stuff.
Well, listen.
So I'm just saying, don't bother.
I want everybody to know before you ask a question of Quentin. I want you all to know he had nothing to do with what happened last night. He was not on the field for that. When all the fingers get pointed, he is the last one to point at because he was not. He did not. You didn't have shoulder pads even last night, did you? No shoulder pads. So he's not to blame, in my opinion, at all. He's zero fault.
I'm guessing they wouldn't have run for 190 yards if he'd have been out there. I might just throw that out there.
No.
That's okay. He won't say that, but I will.
That's all right. Listen, guys, as the seasons are changing, you want to spend more time outside. I've been wanting to spend more time in my backyard, but maybe you got an ugly old patio or an ugly pool deck, and it's making you not want to be out there. Good news. You can call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions. They'll take care of you. 713-465-0400. They'll renovate that fading pool deck or grayed out patio with a carved stone overlay. Carved stone gives you the look of real stone on your existing surface for way less than it would cost to tear everything out and start over. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects. And if that's not your thing, cool. They'll help you with an outdoor kitchen, an outdoor water or fire feature, or a patio cover. Whatever you need in your backyard, Allied has you covered. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for way less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
97.5.